ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hola, amigos. It is Thursday, which means we are live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgeland Drive over in Metairie. The lovely Sarah just gave me the look. You got to wait your turn. Plus, Jordan, the intern's not going to get here for a little bit. Saints OTA number 6. Wrapping up here in the next 5 minutes or so. We'll hear what head coach Sean Payton had to say following today's workout. Got to see 45 minutes of it before I got over here. And not a lot of team activity. A lot of focus on special teams today. We saw some 7-on-7. There are some players of note that did not participate last week that we did see at least on the field today. Did not see a player or two. And we'll get into all of that and more. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to chime in with David Grubbs. David Grubb is the Pelicans beat writer. Talks a little NBA as well for Crescent City Sports. We'll preview game number 1 of the NBA Finals. That is tonight. And we'll talk a little bit about that as Golden State is at Toronto. So the easy question, right, that we're going to ask you, who you got and in how many? Definitely want to get your opinions on that. Is it Golden State? Do you think Toronto can pull the upset? They're not favored. Golden State is. Although Toronto is favored today by a point. Game's going to be on ABC, 8 o'clock Central tip time. Warriors and Raptors, 8 o'clock Central tip time. And, again, the Raptors are a 1-point favorite. They're not favored to win the finals, though. But, we'll see. By the way, little side note here. Golden State has won game 1 in 12 straight playoff series, the longest streak in NBA history. So that is what they have there from that standpoint. So, we'll talk a little bit more about this, of course, coming up. Also had a chance while we're sitting out there watching some special teams drill. I snuck on over to John DeShazier. Of course, he is the Pelicans color analyst. Also covers the Saints for Saints.com, Pelicans.com. And I asked him to give his take as to what he's seen from Toronto and Golden State. We'll play that later on here in the show. 12:45, Nate Osborne is going to join us. He's the head coach of the NOLA Gold. Just 2 games remain for them. And Joey, I'm not saying that I'm the El Gato Negro, but well, again, not going to say, and we've talked to them for most of the season. It just so happens that, well, they haven't won a game in quite some time. 3 straight losses going into the final season, final regular season game on Sunday at San Diego. So we will have that here in a little bit. Sarah, make your way on over here so we can chat with you here in a quick second. And those are your guests today. You're going to hear a lot of coach sound, probably close to the 1 o'clock hour, as soon as Jordan can send us that over. And then open locker room as well. Got plenty to get into and talk. Got a bunch of other sound as well nationally. Wojnarowski on the AD meeting, on what we make out of that. Continued talks, I guess, is basically what it's coming down to. So we'll see as to what happens from that standpoint. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Gus.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, so I see in front of me here, I got a little, what is this called?
Oh, we're going to do a 1-year anniversary party.
Yep.
And there's going to be live entertainment. Mm-hmm.
That's Thursday, June 20th.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. It would help to get the dates.
It starts at 8 p.m.
There you go.
Okay. We're going to do a live band. We're going to do drink specials, $14 buckets of Bud Light. Mm-hmm. And it goes until people want to stop partying.
Oh, okay. To celebrate the 1-year anniversary,
right,
party. Okay, I got
June
you.
20th.
I got you. It's also, of course, the NBA draft night, so people come here, check out
everything. Is that
everything.
The same it night?
It is the same.
That's
night.
That's going to be one wild night.
It is.
Are you going to be here too, guys?
But yeah, I mean, Pelicans going to be drafting, no doubt. Zion, around 6:15, 6:30, somewhere around that time.
Oh, I'll still be here then.
You'll still be there. Terry McDermott, American Idol, Terry McDermott, right?
I believe so. He was here for our Christmas party. Mm-hmm. They did, like, we had a good turnout for him.
Nice.
So we were bringing him back again.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, so there you go. So that is coming up on Thursday, June 20th. And as it is Thursday, and it's the last Thursday of May.
Yes, yep. Jordan's last chance to get this date. Like, it's his last Thursday in May.
That is true. So June 6th, 13th, and 20th. That's the last Thursday's here. So we only have three Thursdays to go to NBA draft night and three Thursdays to go until the Caddyshack 1 year anniversary party. What other specials do we have, dear? Crawfish? That seasons,
crawfish,
you know, okay.
And Stein's.
But you still have some seafood on Friday.
On Friday we're going to do snow crab legs it's the same special that we do on Mondays. Mm-hmm. It's going to be about a pound and a half of snow crab legs with corn and potatoes for $18.
Right. And then, of course, being a Thursday, you can get the same special on Tuesday, and it's the steak special.
Uh-huh. 8-ounce sirloin, 2-pound baked potato, a side salad for $12.
Nice.
Wednesdays is ribs. Don't forget about Wednesdays, Cam.
And Mondays, the snow crab, like you were saying.
Yeah, so. Mondays is snow crab.
The happy hour, that's 3 to 7 each and every day. Some of the specials that are on there?
We have $4 drafts, $1 off packaged beer, $4 specialty drinks, a couple of $5 appetizers. Mm-hmm. Our house liquors are $4, as well as Crown, Jack, Tito's. I want to say Stoli's on there, too. And that includes the flavors of Stoli.
Nice.
So.
Okay. So a wide variety.
Yeah, you get it's a pretty good happy hour.
And it's every day.
Every day, 3 to 7.
There you go. And on certain nights, you have double
Monday,
happy hour?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we do a late night happy hour from 10 to close.
10 to close, okay. When is close? I'm normally night by then. You know?
Yeah.
I'm well into sleepy land.
Sunday through Thursday, we close at 3, and then Friday and Saturday, we're open until 5 a.m.
Okay.
So that's a real late happy hour.
Yeah, that's
real late.
It's either early or it's a late happy hour.
No, that's
however
like
you want to look at it.
Super late.
Okay.
I'm at 5 a.m. I'm out cold. I've been out cold since 10 p.m.
Okay.
Probably.
You go. When's the last time you went to bed at 10?
Last night.
Okay. I was going to say.
I go to bed by 10 o'clock now. My body just is like, okay, you got to be up at 8 a.m. So.
All right. Well, we love having you here. So come on by. Say hi to Sarah. Have a little lunch with us. And, of course, you're here.
Till 7:30. Come play.
Come play. Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate it. Team drills ending OTAs right now. As Jordan, the intern, giving me a little of the info on text on who's there and who's not just yet. So we'll take a look at that here in a quick second. I just want to kind of touch on it again. We'll talk a little bit more with David Grubb. But yesterday, obviously, the meeting happened, and that was with AD and the Pelicans. Adrian Wojnarowski wrote on it a bit. Also, he talked a little bit about it on SportsCenter as to what basically the meeting was about. He had this to say.
Today was a conversation for David Griffin to really essentially introduce himself to Anthony Davis and start to give him what his vision of this franchise's future is with Zion Williamson, with some moves around the edges this summer. You know, that could have New Orleans certainly back in the playoffs. Anthony Davis is under contract another year. I'm told that there'll be some more conversations, but those are more likely going to be focused between David Griffin and Anthony Davis's agent, Rich Paul, who was also at that meeting this morning.
How tough a hill is this for Griffin to climb?
He's still coming from behind here, but does Dave Griffin have the willingness to take this past the draft, past July free agency, and then get into next season and try to sell Anthony Davis on maybe a re-energized arena there playing with Zion? They have until the February trade deadline before they lose Anthony Davis for nothing next spring.
So it's kind of what we all thought yesterday, where we're kind of speculating and kind of talking about. You remember Will Guillory of The Athletic joined us, and he touched on saying, look, you know, do you want resolution or do you give it time? And do you try to extend this dialogue here? It definitely comes across as if David Griffin's like, hey, look, this is what we're laying out. And it's kind of what I thought towards the end of the show. And I said, look, it's probably me introducing myself to him, right? I'm like, hey, look, this is, you know, this is me. This is I don't know what you heard of me or not, but wanted to introduce myself. This is what we got going on. This is what we're doing. And again, they're in LA for the workouts. So they may be there a couple days. Maybe they do revisit it. You can also look at it as when you hear continued dialogue, that means we'll get back to you when we get the best trade for you. Sham Serena of The Athletic said that his stance hasn't changed, right? That while he thought there was a good meeting and things of that nature, stance really exactly hasn't changed. So I think when you look at it from that standpoint, I do think it's what we've been thinking more than anything else. The exact tweet was that Davis Paul Griffin met in L.A., had a respectful, productive sit-down, per Shams. And while New Orleans Pelicans Executive Vice President David Griffin and AD and Rich Paul will continue discussions, it's highly unlikely Davis' stance changes on the trade, league sources tell The Athletic and at the stadium. Now, again, he did add right after that, though, that they had a respectful, productive sit-down. So, again, I think it's one of those things of, look, we respect what you're doing, David. We get you're changing it. You're turning it around. It's just time to move on. And I think David Griffin has done it right, going meet, going to chat. It makes it more amicable, and it makes it a lot easier to deal, right? And anything else. Plus, you probably lay parameters and groundwork of how to sit there and say, okay, look, let's sit there and keep it amongst us. You know, I got to imagine in that meeting, very few people in there, and they probably now know if anything comes out of it, it's because of the people that are in there. That's probably something that was discussed. It would make sense. The less that gets said, as much as I would love to get information, as much as I wish we could talk about all the different things that could come out of it, it's probably best if it's just left to the parties involved, and then we find out when it happens. You can look at it from two perspectives, right? You can try to throw it out there and say, look, it's time to deal. Give us a call. You know, the sounder that Joey plays of the auction, you know, kind of something like that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you can lose leverage by sitting there saying, all right, look, you know, we both agree that there it is right here. It's time to go different ways. And right after you say that, the phone starts to ring. You know, I mean, it's Boston. It's the Clippers. It's, you know, maybe the Knicks, maybe the Bulls. I mean, other teams start inquiring, looking at it. Again, the big news yesterday in the world of the NBA is the fact that the Rockets basically making everybody available and allowing everyone to kind of look at it from that perspective. And Wojnarowski had this to say on the Rockets, and you wonder what kind of impact that might have.
Daryl Morey has made essentially his entire roster available. There's really a very limited scope on the possibility of a James Harden deal. That's almost impossible. But everybody else on that roster, if they think can improve that team, create some financial flexibility, they would do it. That would include even Chris Paul.
And again, I've said this before. If there is a team of any team that absolutely tried to build to literally try to compete with the Warriors and try to match the Warriors, it was Houston. It was money thrown. It was the works. And you just sit there and look at it and go, does it work? And I thought it was weird that Chris Paul signed the extension for as long as he did and as much money as he did to stay there. And last year didn't go as well as it did in year one together. Brian Windhorst on it.
Not necessarily. I think it's also an admission that they've got a roster that's very expensive, that they don't think there's a championship roster, and an owner who may not want to pay this level of salaries. The team went through an incredible series of trades this year, including trading away their number one draft pick to get under the luxury tax. It's been unclear whether Tillman Fertitta is willing to pay the luxury tax going forward. He has said that he is willing to spend on this roster, but his actions and the actions of the organization have looked the other direction.
And then you have Mike D'Antoni. Time for an extension or not? Do you move forward? Tracy McGrady from the jump.
There should be a coaching change. Mike D'Antoni, I think, has done a phenomenal job, but for them to go to that next level with this style of play, it's just not going to happen. And we don't see him holding James Harden accountable. He's not coaching James Harden. And if you want to win that championship, it's got to be a coaching change.
The reason I took the time to play those bites there for a second is because we had talked about a handful of teams that could be, I wouldn't even say vital, but instrumental as to where the Anthony Davis move would come. Houston hadn't been a consideration. Houston hadn't been talked about. I'm not even talking about directly for AD. I saw that yesterday, a few people going, hey, trade James Harden for AD, straight up. And then Chris Paul can have, AD. But remember, again, you just basically heard from a lot of people, too, yesterday. It's everybody but Harden. His contract, and of course, he's the MVP. He seems to be the center point there. I don't know if Harden and AD would work. You trade Paul over here. And with Zion, I mean, and again, I guess that's the thing that stands out more than anything. Where do you go from there? Two quick calls before our first break. Thank you, Joey, for calling that to my attention there. Ben, what you got, man?
I mean, I realize that you start taking calls for AD right away, but I would kind of go the other direction. I would kind of wait a little bit because, teams are going to take him basically on a one-year rental. But if you see where Durant goes, see where Kyrie goes, see where Kawhi lands, you can basically sell that team on, hey, look, you've got the building blocks to keep AD here, whereas if you just send AD somewhere, it is a one-year rental. Then you can try to, put other players around AD to try to keep him there. The Lakers are a dumpster fire. Their whole front office is a mess. I mean, Jeannie Buss isn't even in an office. Magic Johnson called him out and dragged him to the mat. I mean, I say wait and see where some of the other chips fall, and then you can send him over there, and then you can get a little bit more out of him because you can say, like, hey, look, you put Durant with AD and New York, and they're tight. I mean, they're Twitter buddies. So he may be convinced to say, like, maybe Durant is a better player than, is a better player than LeBron, has more of a chance of getting rings with LeBron, and you get a little bit more out of New York. Is that – do you guys kind of, is that lost of you guys? Do y'all know? I mean, how do y'all feel about it?
About what with New York there?
Just about waiting to see where some of the other agents land before dealing AD.
That's what I was about to kind of say until I saw that you were calling there. I mean, look.
Sorry.
You bring up something very interesting, Ben, because again, continued dialogue, right? Yesterday, continued dialogue could mean one of two things, I guess, off the top of my head to me. One, continued dialogue. Dude, I'm out. Just call me when we get the trade. Continued dialogue. Look, we're gonna give you time and try not to rush you. Or, like you're saying, Ben, you sit there and go, okay, look, let's see kind of what plays out here. Because in 24 hours, going into that meeting yesterday, I don't think anybody expected Houston now to be making their entire roster available. How does that change the dynamic of other teams? Would another team take a chance on a 34-year-old Chris Paul? But the problem is he has a huge contract that goes with it. So, but again, it does add different elements to it. And it may, now maybe you start thinking 3-team trade. 14 trade. I don't know. There's so many different trades that you can sort of look at. Ben, I hear you. I think you take your time here for just to kind of see how some of these things sort of play out, how these finals maybe sort of go. Maybe the week before, again, you got three Thursdays from today. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe the week of the draft a move happens. Do you think? Or you think you wait later?
I don't know when the NBA free agency begins.
It's July 1st. It's June 30th. It's now 6 p.m. It used to be midnight. They moved it up to 6 p.m.
I don't think Durant signs with Golden State. I don't think that Draymond Green signs with Golden State. He said last year he wanted to re-sign with Golden State. So I think those two are gone and their dynasty's over. Because Draymond Green is the glue that holds that team together. Everybody knows it. And can they win titles without Durant? Yeah, because they've done it before. But he's the glue that holds them all together. He's gone. So you see where Durant lands. You see where Kyrie lands. There were sources yesterday reporting Kyrie has, basically said it's Brooklyn or L.A. No, that's Kawhi. Wait. know, Kawhi has said it's Brooklyn or L.A. I don't know what Kyrie has said yet. I don't know if Kyrie's made a decision yet. But I know the Knicks are planning to make hard runs at Durant and Kyrie. So you put Durant, Kyrie, and AD in New York, and I don't think AD's going anywhere. I mean, because that's an automatic, you know, Eastern Conference, you know, title. That's an automatic Eastern Conference title for him.
Right.
You know, so I don't think he goes anywhere. You put, you know, Durant and Kyrie in New York. But
right.
I don't know. I just think that Kyrie, if you can't offer him top dollar, he's not eligible for a Supermax in Boston. He's just too much of a mercenary to take a pay cut for a championship.
Right.
And that's just how I feel about Kyrie. You can say, like, oh, you're labeling all about the money. Yeah, I am. But, I mean, I just think that Kyrie is about himself and about the money. He's figured out that he can't win it on his own, but he's not going to take a pay cut to, you know, in a sense, devalue himself so he can win a championship. He's not going to do that. He's not that kind of a guy.
Gotcha.
So, well, we'll see.
All right. Thank you, Ben, for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. D, let me get to you before our first break. D, what you got?
Hey, fellas. First off, if AD wants to leave, he needs to go now. Griffin needs to find this out now. If he's going to deal with Rich Paul and not AD, that means AD's giving Clutch Sports and his agent all the drag they need to pull some kind of deal. And if you ask me, if David Griffin's smart, he has an opportunity right now to change the whole Western Conference. Think about this. This guy here can ship. First off, I wouldn't even answer L.A. and Palinka calling. They wouldn't even have my number. That being said, you have an opportunity to send him to Boston or New York, okay, and possibly have Kyrie and KD go with him. You're about to take a whole big three out of the Western Conference and put them in the Eastern Conference and hurt other teams here. Why would you send AD to Houston with Harden, which you would never be able to beat, or to Golden State or anybody in the West? That's just stupid thinking. You have an opportunity to change the whole Western Conference by sending one superstar to the East and have one or two others follow him there. And that's where you stick AD. And you get a king's ransom from New York, or you get a king's ransom from Boston, or whoever else in the East wants him, and you keep him out of the West. Remember, you're trying to win here. You're not just trying to get the best players. You want to get the best team. And if you can eliminate people from another team to make the best team, why would you not do that? That's foolish thinking that you would try to trade this guy who's going to want revenge on us every time he plays us in the same conference or same division. That's just plain stupid. If David Griffin has any sense, and I think he does, I think he's great. If he does, and I think he does, he's going to send him to New York or Boston. If he's not going to be in New Orleans, which I don't think he wants to be, or I think he's still being pulled not to be, send him. But you need to send him now, and you need to send him as far away from him as possible in the East.
Yeah, it would have to be one heck of a deal for me to send him over to the West, knowing I'd have to contend and compete with him. D, thank you for the phone call. For sure, take a quick break. We come back. Some quick observations that took place from OTA number 6. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgeline Drive over in Metairie. It's the Sports Hangover. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
You want to save a lot of money this summer? I mean a whole lot of money. Then look for the sticker and save during the summer sticker event at Barker Kia in Homa. Drive home in a new 2019 Kia Sportage and take $4,500 off the MSRP. Or jump into our new 19 Kia Soul and take $4,000 off the MSRP. You want a little bit more? Take $5,000 off the MSRP when you choose a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX V6 with third row seating, Apple CarPlay, and leather seats. Now that's how we roll during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia. With 2,500 off new Kia Sportages, 4,000 off new Kia Souls, and 5,500 off new Kia Sorentos. So come save during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia and Homer, or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people. Remember that strength and laughter.
19KTO36, MSRP 25025, 3,000 dealer discount, 2,000 custom cash. Stock number 19KO32, MSRP 2320, $2,000 dealer discount, 2,000 custom cash. 19KO6, MSRP 37440, $1,500 dealer discount, $3,000 custom cash, $1,000 bonus cash. Go to TT and LC dealer for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2019.
It's time to have fun, so come on in. Come on in and win. It's magic.
Cash Magic.
Come and feel the magic.
Cash Magic.
Where winners play both night and day. Cash Magic.
Video poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games, like the new Ultimate 20 Hand Draw, while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic is my lucky place.
It's time to have fun, so let us make you feel right at home with our fast and friendly VIP service. Come feel the magic today at one of our 9 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana, including our 2 newest locations, Cash Magic Galliano and the Royal Flush in Houma. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker, Cash Magic.
You'll always be a VIP, Cash Magic.
Must be 21 or older, valid ID required, gambling problem, 877-770-STOP.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hi, welcome back. It is the Sports Hangover. We are live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. Don't forget, Thursday, same night as the NBA draft night, one-year anniversary party here at Caddyshack. It is from 8 till, really, as you heard Sarah. It's whenever you want to stop partying. Live entertainment, 9 to 12 a.m. Justin Molasson and also Terry McDermott will be the live, entertainment. Drink specials, free food, the works, plus $14 Bud Light buckets, that you can, purchase here as well and have a little fun. Plus again, you'll be celebrating the NBA draft when you take a look at it. So we will see when all this takes place. Also, we will kind of, like I said, I don't think it's going to be a draft day trade. I don't know. We'll ask David Grubb here coming up at the bottom of the hour. Nate Osborne, 12:45. That's it. Rest of the show, we're going to focus on Saints OTA today. It was a hot one. Not that many clouds out there. I guess we'll start with what always is of importance that you look at. And that is, immediately think of, the players that were on and off the field. So last week you saw a couple of players not participate in team drills or just not participate at all, kind of do side work, things of that nature. I think the first thing that popped in my head was when you saw a drill, which was basically O-line, D-line, linebackers, and it was a kind of a run drill. I guess you could look at it from that perspective. No contact. You saw a D-line of what you thought maybe would be. You did see Cam Jordan. Remember last Thursday, you didn't even see him. He was there today. You saw Marcus Davenport. Did everything, but Jordan was saying didn't do the team drill, last team drill that he did. So, again, slowly working him in into the okay, actually Cam Jordan wasn't. Davenport, just reading his text, was in the first team. So, good to see, though, them out there and being part of it. Mario Edwards, one of the defensive linemen that was acquired in free agency. Saw him in there with Onyemata. That was your line up front. Davenport, and Jordan on the ends, and in the middle, it was Malcolm Brown, rather. The 6'2", 320 free agency signing, and David Onyemata. Mario Edwards was also in there in the rotation. But, again, first unit, I guess you'd call it a run period, a run drill, right? Linebackers, D-line versus O-line, and a running back. No receivers. Receivers are doing one-on-one with the DBs, which we'll get to in a quick second. It was 92, 94, 90, 93. So that's Brown, that's Onyemata, 90, 93, Jordan, 94, and Davenport, 92. So you did see that. Cameron Tom again at center. Nick Easton again at right guard. The other thing of note in terms of players, and again, we'll get to observations here all top of next hour, because it really wasn't that much to really look at. Again, not a lot of team. It was a lot of special teams and stuff. But no shows Alvin Kamara, didn't see him, and also you didn't see Cameron Meredith. Now, they weren't out there. Last week, you saw them doing side work. Maybe with the heat, maybe they're doing, you know, rehab or side work indoors, an indoor facility, or getting treatment in the indoor facility, or inside. So, just saying, you didn't see them out there. But again, unlike other players, like, I'm not worried about Kamara. I'm not worried about, you know, Jordan not doing team or things of that nature. But I do think when it comes to Cameron Meredith, the more days that you don't see him participating in team drills and you see other receivers, Cyril Grayson had a nice practice today, which I'll get into. I just think it helps. I think that spot that opens up again. Thomas Ginn, done. See ya in August, in September. Where that's in. They're not dropping anything. They look mid-season form in the two Thursdays we've seen. I think a lot of the other guys up for grabs for playing time, honestly. So I'll give you some of those observations here again. I got to see some 7-on-7s, 1-on-1s, really good battles between the corners and receivers. And I will tease you with this as we go to break and then bring in David Grubb. Again, I'm not trying to overhype him, and it's just three times that I've gotten to see him. But I really am starting to believe the Saints absolutely stole. I mean stole Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I'll explain why more coming up next hour. Quick break as we're live from Vinny's. We will go to David Grubb. We'll preview game number one of the NBA Finals. Get his takes on what he thought the meeting was all about. How do you take continued dialogue? How do you dissect that? Well, we'll talk about that when we come back to Vinny's. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Looking to build a deck? Think Trex is out of your price range? Well, now you should take a second look at the number one name in outdoor living, because the latest decking from Trex is engineered for the DIYer and priced to put the pressure on treated lumber. Plus, it comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty, and that's something wood can't promise. So if you want to bring the superior performance and durability of Trex to your backyard, visit Trex.com for deck plans and to order samples.
Hey, I just heard that people at my friend's company got sextortion emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have a compromising video of the victim and threaten to share it with their contact list unless they pay a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured with Barracuda Sentinel. It uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including sextortion emails.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Join us on Saturdays from 10 to noon for the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair for the latest in high school, college, and professional sports from your local sports experts. That's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair on Saturday from 10 to noon right here on ESPN 100.3.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive. 8 o'clock Central is when the NBA Finals will tip off. Who you got, Warriors or Raptors? Give it to me. How many games? It seems to be a consensus all the way around that Golden State will get this gentleman's sweep, five games. I don't know. I'm going six, David Grubb of Crescent City Sports. Warriors in six. How do you feel about the NBA Finals here?
I'd have to agree with you. But to me, it's kind of contingent on whether or not Kevin Durant plays. I know DeMarcus Cousins is going to play tonight, but I just don't feel like he makes a huge difference in this series. He's not going to be extremely mobile. But if you add Durant back into this, it changes everything around Kawhi Leonard's role, and I think that's the big difference. So if Durant comes back by game three, yeah, I think it goes six. If he doesn't play, I think it could go seven.
Yeah, you know, I just look at it, David, too. I mean, when I look at Toronto and I'm trying to say, okay, so how did they get to this point? How did they beat Milwaukee? How did they get to the finals? I think it's a tested team for the most part. You got a lot of players in there. You got Kawhi. It's won a championship. That can sort of take them that way. And then I look at what Golden State can do, and it's just it's kind of player step up. You got a bunch of different weapons, and really you don't have a big inside presence, I guess, that can disrupt Golden State. You think Toronto has that?
Well, I mean, that's going to fall on guys like Siakam and Ibaka to do that, protect the rim. Because people, you know, have to remember, the Golden State Warriors don't make their money just shooting threes. They get to the rim. They get to the rim a lot. They get a lot of layups, and they get a lot of mid-range shots. So you've got to be able to defend in those areas. That's the area that you kind of worry about is with Marc Gasol. Is he going to be able to be mobile enough defensively to cover some space, especially when they go to, Jordan Bell down low or Kevin Looney, who are both very mobile big men. I think that's going to be difficult for Toronto there. Your two best defenders in this series with Siakam and Leonard are going to be tasked to, you know, be on guys like Durant, Draymond Green, and, of course, Klay Thompson. That leaves Kyle Lowry on Steph Curry, and I don't really like that matchup for Toronto.
Yeah, and I think that's what it boils down to me, right? I mean, a lot of people talk about, hey, could this be the finals that Steph Curry gets finals MVP, et cetera, and things of that nature. We've seen Klay be able to go off. I mean, he's had, what, 40, 50-point games at halftime or something like that, David? So we've seen just options of players to be able to do it and bench as well. I just think at the end of the day, that's the key. I think game one is almost vital for Toronto to win tonight.
Well, absolutely. They have home court advantage. So for them, if they can't fall behind in this series and then go to Golden State that way, they have to win games one and two for them really to want to make it six, because I think if you get in and you start letting Golden State get in that momentum where they feel comfortable and insert a Durant back into that, then that's a problem. You want to take advantage, like you said, off the layoff, off of inserting DeMarcus Cousins back in and hoping that he doesn't fit in tonight, that his conditioning isn't on, and that his shot isn't on. Those are the things you want in game one, to get that momentum. Because we have seen in the playoffs, Toronto, especially in the first round, had a lot of trouble scoring. And you can't do that against Golden State. You've got to be able to put the ball in the basket. they were able to do that largely on the strength of Kawhi being just insanely good against Milwaukee, you'd have to figure he's not going to get 40 a night against Golden State. He's not going to put up near triple-doubles every night against Golden State.
Yeah, and look, I think when you look at the end of the day, too, it's bench players, role players, guys that, you know, aren't the principal characters, Dave. I mean, when you look at in the past, even Jordan's Bulls, man, I mean, Paxson hit it, Kerr hit it, three other guys, step up, Harper, you name it. We've seen in the past championship runs, guys like Iguodala, which I know he used to be a starter and used to be a big time player before obviously joining the Warriors and stuff, but is there a player or two on each team that you think, hey, if they sort of happen to have breakout moments, they can help their team?
Well, I think for Toronto, it's Danny Green. You know, he's one, really? Another one of those guys who's been on this level, been on this stage, and had some really big games in the finals, but he has not had breakout moments really in the playoffs. He's played solid defense, but his shooting has been okay. If he gets going from the outside and can hit some shots when Toronto's in their half-court set, that can really change things defensively for Golden State. If they can sag off, if Klay Thompson doesn't feel like he has to stay with Danny Green and he can make it harder for Kyle Lowry to drive, can help on Steph Curry defensively a little bit more. And we know Lowry's been inconsistent on his offense. So I think that Danny Green has to hit shots. And then for Golden State, I think it's probably, one of those backup bigs like a Jordan Bell or Kevin Looney. I think they'll get opportunities to take guys like Serge Ibaka or Marc Gasol out to the outside, take advantage of their speed and quickness and try to get to the rim. And especially off the cuts and screens, I think they'll get opportunities. And then the offensive glass is going to be huge for Golden State. When those shots go up, Toronto's going to have to win that battle. So if those guys up front can do that for Golden State, then I think that's a huge advantage for them.
Speaking with David Grubb, Crescent City Sports covers the Pels and also LSU as well. Quick thought on the Tigers, Will Wade. Pat 40 at Yahoo again out there saying, this doesn't feel right, seem right. I don't know if there's a new allegation or not. Will Wade kind of spoke, but then didn't speak. They got a five-star recruit, last week. Javonte Smart and others are coming back. It's just your overall thoughts on LSU basketball.
Well, I think the guys coming back, I mean, I don't think any of us thought that they were going to be drafted. It's fine to test the waters. They did. They went through the process of seeing what the pros thought of them. And that's good, and good for them. They had every right to do so. They didn't sign with agents, so they can come back. And, I don't blame them for doing so. I think they're both, all those young men, and probably we'll get the others back as well. So the young men involved all probably made a wise decision. As far as getting a five-star recruit, we knew Will Wade was bringing in more recruits. And I think the cloud right now has been, has moved on, but I think you're in that portion of a cloudy day where the sun is kind of cracking through, and so people are looking in anticipation for the start of the season, and I think that's what Will Wade really wants to. As soon as basketball starts, then I think a lot of this will go away, as we've seen with other schools. Mm-hmm. Once people start playing games, whatever happened last year, unless there's a new allegation, unless there's some more evidence that comes out, I think largely it won't be talked about anymore. So for Will Wade, he just needs to keep his head down, sign recruits, and just get to the fall as soon as possible.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's almost like let's just get back to playing basketball and hope that nobody else has anything else to sort of say about it. All right, David, I've held off long enough. The meeting, breakfast, I guess that happened last night in L.A., first, what did you expect was going to come out of there? Did you think resolution was going to happen? We had Will Guillory on yesterday from The Athletic, and he's like, you know what? Something like this, as big as it is, he'd expected it to have been something like, look, take your time, consider it, because a guy like David Griffin probably already has his plan at the interview, had his plan at the other processes, and knows probably where he wants to go already. It's about maybe taking your time. What did you think was going to happen when they eventually did meet?
Well, I thought it would go as was reported, that Anthony wasn't going to say anything different about his stance.
right.
at this point, and of course that David Griffin wasn't going to say that a decision had been made. I think the big thing for this was for this, they were going to meet face-to-face at some point, regardless of the situation, regardless if Anthony was going to continue to ask out, because there has to be that discussion of, this is how we'd like to handle this. I get it. At least see each other face-to-face, and if Anthony hasn't changed his mind, then he can tell the man, I'm resolute in this, I'm one out, thank you for coming, I appreciate it, and then it can be done. But I think that we're not going to hear anything publicly from either side, unless there are, of course, leaks as there were during the trade negotiations, until we get closer to the draft. Because even if Anthony's still unhappy, he still wants to make sure that that deal can be lined up. And I think that there are things that if it's still the Lakers, they have to do to make themselves more attractive to the Pelicans. If it's another team, there are things those teams have to line up to make the deal attractive to the Pelicans. So I don't see anything happening before the draft, but it has to happen by the draft, in my opinion. So for right now, for it to be quiet isn't a shock to me. I think it will be quiet for some time. But ultimately, I think we're in the same place we were going in. Anthony Davis doesn't want to stay. There's not really new information to give him on the table. He knows what's happened in New Orleans over the last, few months. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, and I can't imagine what it would be that David Griffin could put on the table that would change his mind, other than what Anthony already knows.
You know, David, I saw today too some national folks, tweeting the attendance the last couple of years and where we were and all that. And look, man, I winning matters, and teams that don't win don't get the high attendance levels and things of that nature. And I guess what they're inferring is you had AD and still nobody showed up. And I'm like, yeah, great. You had AD and it didn't win. I don't know what you wanted him to go check it out and see. So, I just think it's one of those situations, David. We've all been in, whether it's a personal relationship, a friendship, a workplace environment where you just, I think it's just time to move on for better for everybody. It's kind of how I feel.
Yeah. This is not a situation where somebody said during the summer, hey, we saw Kobe Bryant. There was a time when he told the Lakers, if you don't do something about this, you trade these guys and I want out. And he said that during the offseason. And the Lakers did moves in the offseason, made him happy, got Pau Gasol, and they went to championships. In this case, this is a guy in the middle of the season saying, I would rather be anywhere in the world but here. And then basically went on a shutdown for the rest of the season. So it's not a situation where I think you can fix that. Because do you want to bring that in for next season when you say you're trying to establish a new culture? Do you want to bring that in when you have the number one pick in the draft who is going to come in and be more famous than Anthony Davis from day one, who's going to have a shoe deal already, who's going to have maybe the most endorsement dollars since LeBron James came into the league for any rookie? And do you think Anthony Davis, who was upset about his image nationally then, is going to be happier to be eclipsed by a rookie? And then we know that fans love Drew Holiday now and have raised him in their eyes. So Anthony Davis would be the third favorite at the very best if he comes back. Do you think he would like to handle that?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm with you from that aspect of it. I don't know, call it an early Christmas present or just something else to continue Pels fans smiling, David. This morning when they saw that Zion sign with CAA Sports, not Clutch Sports, the amount of people that are so happy that happened. But the two agents that will be representing Zion, lots of experience, especially with one of those agents, Dwayne Wade, was a player there. So I think a very experienced agency seems to be respected as well. And I think more importantly for Pels fans, just a calming sense. He can always switch agencies, but I think people are probably a little more relaxed in New Orleans this morning.
I mean, and again, this is the same agency that Tom Condon, who represents Drew Brees and the Manning brothers, also is under the CAA umbrella. So there is some familiarity working with the overall organization here. So I think that's a good thing as well. And then the appeal to me, it seems as if it's a really natural fit for a kid like Zion, who is telegenic, who will have all these great endorsement opportunities. CAA is a multifaceted agency. They represent tons of people in Hollywood as well. So I think that it's a really good match for him. And again, for a kid who's trying to establish his own identity, he's coming in as the number one pick, and the most heralded rookie of probably the last decade and a half, why would you want to be under somebody else's shadow? Because if you go to clutch, you are under the LeBron James shadow. And that's not, whether it's a positive or a negative, that it's an indisputable fact. So I think with the Zion Williamson, CAA is a big enough agency that you won't even know they exist. And, you know, that's the power of somebody. And I think that that's a great thing for Zion. And I think it's a good thing for the Pelicans.
David, as always, man, appreciate your time. Let's hope the NBA Finals are entertaining. And I know the next 3 weeks, and you believe, man, three Thursdays from today. I see you're tweeting, you're posting, you're doing well with the rehab. I just need you good enough to be able to jump for joy, you know, when the move happens. I mean, are you gonna be ready to go when you hear Adam Silver call Zion's name out?
Yes, I will be officially done with rehab in 2 weeks, so I'll be set.
Sounds good. Thank you as always, David. Have a good weekend, man.
You too, my friend.
Yep, talk there he goes. David Grubb, Crescent City Sports. Quick break. We come back. We'll chime in with our good mate, our buddy, old pal, Nate Osborne of the NOLA Gold. Final game of the regular season for him. Top of the hour, we'll dive into the black and gold. We got fresh Sean Payton sound, fresh Windy sound. It's interesting. And the reason why I say it's interesting, because Windy, Brian Windhorse, the fresh Windy sound is about the Knicks being in great position for AD. And the Clippers, a sleeper team in the AD trade. Last we checked, Brian Windhorse and Clutch Sports, BFFs, right? Interesting that he's now coming out with saying, hey, look, these are the teams that are in it. I'm telling you, yesterday it was, I'm out. David's like, no problem. Let's do this amicably. You keep working out. We'll keep you posted as to some of the teams. We know what your wish list probably is. It probably lies in line with us. And, you know, and good luck. I think that's what happened last night. My heart of hearts, my gut feeling. And especially if Windhorse is coming out right now with this kind of stuff. That's just my take. 800-998-1003. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. Nate Osborne next on ESPN New Orleans.
Common sense. It's missing in government today.
Big Mike Fazy. He's not a politician.
I'm Mike Fazy, and I care about our future. This community is made of talented, hardworking people who deserve more.
Big Mike Fazy, focused on finding solutions.
To grow our economy, improve schools, and tackle coastal erosion, we need new leaders who will say no to the good old boy system and just deliver results.
Big Mike Fazy, State Senate.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
The weather is heating up, and it's time to make sure your battery is ready. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Car not starting? The solution starts at America's number one battery destination. We'll test your battery for free and help you figure out the real issue, so you don't buy what you don't need. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store. The MPD Group Incorporated Car Care Track, 12 months in December 2018. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Are you a big guy fed up with clothes that don't fit? Here's a tip. Head to DXL. Anyone can make a bigger shirt, but DXL makes clothes that actually fit. It's all they do. Want to know their secret? Okay. They've spent years developing their own sizing patterns to make sure it's a comfortable fit every time and every size. Good luck finding that anywhere else. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
Home and Credit can help with those unexpected needs for cash when you least expect it, or for home improvements or anything else you need. They have loans $300 and up. They offer fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Plus, they even accept phone applications. The folks at Home and Credit have up to 30 years' experience, and they're locally owned and operated. Call 223-1085 or look them up on Facebook.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Head baseball coach Kerrick Jackson of the Southern Jaguars got back with us. 105, Joey, just sent you the info there. Apologies, obviously being out of practice. We can't use our phones. We get yelled at. So still trying to get all the state teams that are in. Obviously LSU starts tomorrow. You have Southern in action tomorrow. as well as, and we spoke with McNeese State's Justin Hill yesterday. Nate Osborne, head coach of your NOLA Gold, joins us. Coach, I'm starting to feel like this is my fault now. Three straight weeks where I have your over-under of mates and enthusiasm at three. I don't know how happy you're going to be right now.
Mate, yeah, it's been a rough couple of weeks. But, I mean, we're not playing badly. The games are really close, and it's one of those weeks that we've talked about in the past that anyone can win. We just haven't had to bounce the ball the last couple of weeks. I mean, early in the season, we were stealing some of these games and just kind of just flipped around on us a little bit. But 1 week to go, must win to get into the playoffs. The race is really tight. There's five teams with all on the same points with one game to go. So four teams get in. So everyone's got to win this week. So it's just one of those things. I think I don't blame you completely, but it's been one of those trying couple of weeks, but the spirits are still up with the boys. We're all still excited, and we know what we've got to do. We've got to get a job to do this weekend, and we're really excited to get out to San Diego and do it.
I was going to say, Coach, you know, you look at really sort of been the season, right? I mean, you go all the way back to, you know, a win at Toronto. It's by 4 points, 35-31. You took care of Utah 28-19, but you lose at Seattle by 125-24. You edge out Austin 26-14, lose 26-19, and it's 27-20, 24-22 is a loss. So these are all close games. What is it really boiling down to? Is it really boiling down to the end of the game there or early opportunities in a game?
I think it's a mixture of both. There's definitely stuff time when we look back at film that we didn't execute some of the early looks that we were getting. But there's also times that we didn't start very well and it is coming down to the end. Every game in this league so far has been, you know, one of those tight games that is coming down to the wire. And like you said, early in the year, we were getting the bounce of the ball and we were getting that last try and or the last points to win those games. And last few weeks just hasn't gone out well. So we're still, like I said, we're still positive. We're still enthusiastic. We still know what our job is and still know what we've got to do. And, you know, we're really keen to get back on the field this week.
Coach, when you take a look at San Diego, you met up with them earlier, obviously, here at home. It was a 26-19 defeat. What can you take out of that, or is it really right now about what you guys can do and really just it's a different game, different week?
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of both. I think we can look back at the way that we played them, and it was kind of a weird scenario how the draw worked out that we didn't play them until twice in the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks, and so we didn't get to see them all year, so we didn't really know much about them other than watching some of their film. But I think we can take a lot of confidence out of it. I think knowing that, you know, that game was close and it was definitely one that we could have won. But again, you know, we just didn't finish it off. I think we can take a lot of confidence into knowing who they are now and what we can do to change a couple of little things and throw a couple of different looks at them and know what they're trying to do as well, which will, you know, help us get on the front foot this week.
Torero Stadium, Sunday, June 2nd, 6:30, ESPN Plus is the way you can check it out. Coach, leave us with what do you think it's going to be here? What would you think would be the biggest key to pulling out a win here to wrap up the regular season?
I think the biggest thing with a team like San Diego is beating their physicality. And it's something that we've done in the past, and it's something that we didn't really do when we played them last time. So we're going down there to be really physical and then just execute. You know, we all know, we train it, we know it, we know that the looks that we're going to get, we just need to execute when we get those looks, and we'll be fine. And I got all the confidence in the world in the boys and the squad that we got here. They've busted their butts all year, and it's come down to this last week, and I feel really confident that we can get the job done.
It is. Head coach Nate Osborne of the NOLA Gold. NOLAGoldRugby.com is the way you can go check them out online. So it boils down to this game, right, Coach? I mean, to get into the postseason, the top four teams, right?
It does, yeah. We've been sitting at the top the whole season. We've been sitting on the top of the table and having teams chase us. And these last couple of weeks that we've had some losses, everyone's kind of caught up. So, yep, it boils down to winning, you're in. So it's kind of like adding an extra week of playoffs, I guess. So that's kind of how we're taking it. We're taking it as a feel of a playoff game, and we know that we've got to go down there and execute and do the job.
Thanks for your time, Coach. Safe travels over to San Diego.
Thanks, mate. Talk to you later.
There he is, and Coach Nate Osborne of the NOLA Gold Rugby. 800-998-1003. Some Saints observations along the way here as well. Trying to fit in Southern baseball head coach Kerrick Jackson a solid season for his baseball team as they are heading over to Starkville to take on Mississippi State in that regional there. He's going to join us for literally 5 minutes. He's got another interview. They got to travel. They got to get to Starkville. But I want to give everybody a chance that's in regional action. We talked with Justin Hill of McNeese State yesterday. Of course, we know LSU's playing tomorrow against Stony Brook. So we'll talk with Carrick Jackson next. Then Saints observations. No other guests the rest of the show. We'll get more of your opinions on the AD situation. Plus the sound from Brian Windhorst is coming up next as well. We're live. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Roxanne.